You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and a warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast. Thank you for joining us on this edition where we're looking ahead to Friday's action. It is Gold Cup Day at Cheltenham as the 2018 Festival draws to a close on Friday. We're going to take a closer look at the big race and the Triumph Hurdle on this edition of the podcast, as well as reflecting on Thursday's star performers. Sam Norris here, joined by Chris Pimlott in the studio to look back on Thursday and look ahead to a couple of very good races on the final day of the festival. Pimmers, how are you?
Very well indeed. Really enjoying the Cheltenham Festival, and we've been blessed with some wonderful racing over the last couple of days, and long may it continue into Friday afternoon.
Yes, absolutely. So, some cracking stuff coming up on Friday. Have you been down to Prestbury Park this year, Pimmers?
I have not, no. I'm afraid no road has led me to Gloucestershire
right.
This week. Certainly, I'm getting a bit old for it, old chap. You know, that pushing and that shoving.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Unless I can get involved into some the Royal Box or something.
Some sort of hospitality.
Someone
would hook you up, wouldn't they?
Well, they would do,
yeah. Man as connected as you.
Exactly. I think my days for the festival are numbered. Although I must admit, looking at the stands today, and certainly in the Best Mate stand, it didn't look quite as busy as it has done on the first 2 days of the festival. So maybe a bit quieter day today.
Yeah, I think record attendance, I think yesterday, about 58,000 were there for Champion Chase Day, which I think is a record. I may have just glanced that on Twitter. Let's get stuck into some of Thursday's star performers then. Want to start with the big race of the day, Pimmers, and that is the Stayers Hurdle, won this year by Penn Hill. A fabulous training performance by Willie Mullins. The man continues to impress. Penn Hill getting the better of Super Sunday and Holstone. But the winner, partnered by Paul Townend, again, this horse had been off the track for 300-odd days. It's very difficult to come back off that sort of a layoff and win a championship race at the festival. But if ever there's a man to do it, Willie Mullins is one of them, Pimmers.
Absolutely fantastic training performance. Penn Hill was beaten at Punchestown last year after having won the Albert Bartlett prior to that. And again, he's travelled supremely well throughout the race. Sam Spinner, as we imagined, made the run, and he ran a great race in defeat. He's finishing about fifth place in the end, but he was still there with every chance going down to the final flight of hurdles. Super Sunday, again, he travelled well throughout the race. He threw down the gauntlet again going down to that final flight of hurdles. But to be fair, we knew Penn Hill stayed, and that's exactly what he's done up that Cheltenham Hill this afternoon. He's got his head down. He's battled under a right-hand drive from Paul Townend, and in the end, he's gone away to win quite comfortably by two lengths from Super Sunday. Hinney, in turn, was three lengths in front of Wholesome. So all in all, very, very good race to watch. Great race to say. And again, that Albert Bartlett form from last year held up strong in the Stayers Hurdle this year.
Yeah, it certainly did. It's weird to see that the Willie Mullins first string for a championship race that won probably one of the best trials for this race last year has been allowed to go off 12-1. He won the Novice Hurdle over 3 miles and has now won the Stayers Hurdle over 3 miles. Willie Mullins trains. The first string, as mentioned, would have been partnered by Ruby Walsh, and it's gone off 12-1 because of that layoff, of course.
I think that's basically it, because, you know, you hadn't seen him. You were relying that he was coming into the race fit and well. On the other hand, we should have known better that Willie wouldn't have been sending him here if he wasn't ready to rock and roll, you know. And this boy, Paul Townend, gosh, you know, he's the understudy, he's the second jockey, but certainly over the last few years, once he's been given the opportunity, he's taken it with both hands. A very confident ride there. And again, you know, he just seems to get on with the job. In the early days, it was a little bit, in the words of my colleague Ross Brierley, a bit like a rabbit in the headlights. It seemed to be all a little bit too much for him, the festival. But as he's grown older, as he's had more experience, then certainly he's been able to do the business when required. Mm.
talking of rabbits in the headlights, Joe Colliver, who partnered Sam Spinner, obviously the favourite for the Stayers Hurdle, hasn't had stacks of experience at the Cheltenham Festival. The way they were lining up, you thought, oh, he's gonna pop out here, try and pinch a few lengths and do it from the front. He went from the front, but didn't exactly set a searing tempo. Was that a little bit naive on his part?
I don't think so. I thought exactly what you said there, Sam. He looked like he was going to line up and jump 10 out the gate. Jump, go, then sit, which he didn't. He actually jumped, and they went quite steady the early part of the race. Now, whether he could have made it a stronger end-to-end gallop remains to be seen. The thing that you've got to remember is that I think in recent years, only Cole Hardon has actually done it the hard way from the front.
Right.
It's a graveyard for front runners, that race. So, you know, I think, again, tactically, he was going to have it all to do.
Mm.
And for some reason, the public latched onto him, didn't they? Because, you know, he was well supported. Down to favourite.
Yes, absolutely. It would have been a great story as well. But as it was, Penn Hill was the winner for Willie Mullins and Paul Townend. Paul Townend coming into that race having to put a little bit of a disappointment behind him, given that he was on board under So in the earlier race, the Ryanair Chase, beaten by Balco de Flo. This was one of the real hot pots of the week under So. Looked unbeatable to a lot of people's eye. But in the end, Balco de Flo has beat him fair and square.
He has indeed, yeah. I mean, a beautiful-looking individual, Balco de Flo. And, I mean, he travelled supremely well. Under So, as he often does, really took a hold of the bit, was like a little terrier wanting to be at those Cheltenham fences. He jumped really well, but Balco de Flo was just cruising all over him as they turned for home. Didn't particularly jump the last very well, Balco de So, as he got from A to B, and that was about it. But, again, you know, that old maestro Davy Russell knew exactly what he was doing, and he allowed him to coast home in his own time, to be perfectly honest. Very good performance by Balco de Flo. He'd been knocking on the door in top company, and today he's got his just reward. And that was the third winner of the afternoon. It was only the third race of the afternoon when those colours of Giggenhouse Stud had entered that Cheltenham winner's enclosure.
Yeah, Delta Work, who took the pretemps a little bit earlier on, of course, for that man, Davy Russell again. Gordon Elliott trained. And I just want to quickly mention the first race today as well, the JLT, which was taken by the mare, Shattered Love, for Gordon Elliott, Jack Kennedy. Giggenstown again got the better of some good horses in behind. Terra Ford and Benatar were the two that chased it home. Shattered Love getting a bit of weight from the boys, Pimmers, but did that nicely and adds another grade one to her resume.
Great performance by Shattered Love. She's a fine-looking daughter of Yates, and she really got the job done well. She jumped supremely well and again stayed on really dally up that Cheltenham Hill and got the job done really nicely. Seven lengths was the official distance to the second horse, Terra Ford, who did absolutely nothing wrong in defeat, and Benatar, who pulled quite keen early doors and was held up at the back of the field, he stayed on really well to take third place at 10-1.
Yes, indeed. That's the JLT then, which was the first race on the Thursday. We're going to look ahead to the Friday of the Cheltenham Festival, now the final day of the Festival 2018. I'm going to take a look at a couple of races here, beginning with the Curtain Raiser on the Friday. The 1:30, this is the Triumph Hurdle, ran over a trip of an extended 2 miles. Apple Shakira, the 7-4 favourite. Radishan is 9-2. 5-1 about Stormy Island. Far Class is 7s. Also 7-1, Mr. Adjudicator. Saldier, 10-1. 20-1, Sussex Ranger. Gumball is 33-1 with Sayo. That man, Willie Mullins, again, throwing plenty of darts at the board here, but it's Apple Shakira who's the market leader. 7-4, 3 runs, 3 wins, have all come at Cheltenham, have all come in soft ground. This is going to be a different kettle of fish, however.
Well, first thing I'll say here, Sam, is you're going into the fourth day of the festival. If you've been down there since sort of Monday afternoon, as many people do,
you will.
There'll be a lot of liver damage done. There'll be a lot of lads just starting to wilt now. They'll just be sort of thinking, oh, let's just get this Gold Cup out the way now. And then there'll be others who are just coming down there for the big day.
Yeah.
They're fresh, they're vibrant. They want to hit the Guinness bar, you know what I mean? They want to get down to that tented village, hear a bit of Irish music and down a few pints of the black stuff. So you're going to get a couple of different bands of racegoers going into that Friday afternoon.
Is it easy to spot the difference between the two
groups?
Oh, you'd
be able to spot the difference, don't you worry about that. Because the fresh guy, he's sharp, he's bright, his shoes are polished.
He's had a shave.
Exactly. Yeah. The guys that have been there a few days, they're bedraggled.
Yeah.
They show the signs of been into battle for a few days. You know, the stains are along the mac.
Yeah.
The shoes are unpolished. And like you say, the chin is unshaven. That is the difference between...
Painting a very vivid picture.
The hardened race goer and the fresh goer for the Gold Cup. But yeah, all to look forward to. JCB Triumph Hurdle, 15-15, 16-15. That's the runners that have gone to post in the last few years. Tomorrow, just 9. Of the 9, 4 from Willie Mullins. I think the, what is it? Munitions Commissions? Monopoly?
Right. Yeah.
That's the one, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's the one I'm looking for.
Yep.
Monopoly Commission needs to be looking into this. 4 out of the 9, Willie. Goodness gracious me. But I still think he's got a big chance of winning it. This is my take on the race, Sam.
Right.
Apple Shakira, loads of ticks in boxes. The great thing is she's done it round here. She's done it in soft ground. She's a really tough mare. Very, very much see why the making of the favourite at 7-4. Now, Rhodesian, bought back by the breeders.
Yeah.
Cheveley Park stood, bred him, sold him as a young horse, now bought him back. But
in the party politics colours as well.
Correct, these, indeed, yes. The colours of Mrs...
D. Thornton, is it?
No. Mrs. Thompson, I think it is.
Oh, yes, Thompson.
Yeah,
and Mrs. it was
Thompson.
A T.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. But anyway, for me, Kempton, easy track, flat track, bullies them round there. Not going to happen tomorrow. Not going to happen tomorrow at all. I think he's too short by far at 9-2. And then we come to Stormy Island. Now, again, she's another mare. She's a mare by motivator. She's French bred. She'll love the soft ground. She's trained by the man himself, Willie Mullins. She won by a massive margin last time out. Admittedly, I'm not so sure what she beat, but you can only do what she did. And she won by a distance at Fairy House. Again, 2 mile maiden on heavy ground. Not sure what she beat, but she can only do what she's done. And the great thing is we do know she'll handle that ground. After that, they go bigger prices, 7-1 and bigger the field. And again, I think that reflects their chances, to be perfectly honest. So I think the winner comes out the first three in the betting. But if you were to pin me down for my selection, it's been like we've had over here for a while. Not Stormy England, but Stormy Island.
Okay. Stormy Island then to back up that very impressive win last time out for Willie Mullins. Around about 5-1 at the time of recording ahead of the Triumph Hurdle. On to the Gold Cup then, the blue ribbon of the week. It's the big race of the week, big race of the season in many ways for these contenders. Might Bite and Native River, the 4-1 joint favourites. 5-1 about Our Duke. Definitely Red into 8-1. Kittle to Vic is 9-1. 12-1 Road to Respect. Total Recall 14-1. 16s for Ed Wolf 25-1. And bigger prices the rest. Plenty taking their chance in this year's Gold Cup Pimmers. Might Bite has been joined now by Native River at the head of the betting. Talk us through the contenders here.
Absolutely fantastic renewal of the Blue Ribbon of Racing, as you say, Sam. 18 of them taking the chance. So I think that's fantastic that we're going to have a true run race. We're going to have plenty there with opportunities, hopefully. And again, they race on the old course tomorrow or the new course?
It's the new course tomorrow.
It's on the new course tomorrow. Again, they are going to move the rails in a little bit, so they're going to race on fresh ground. So a lot of the jockeys are trying to look for that little bit of clean ground for the Gold Cup, right round that inside rail. So that's an important place, more than likely to try and get yourself positioned if you can. Now, he's quirky, but he's brilliant. Might Bite. And tomorrow, with being on the new track, it's going to be better for him than it was last year when he was on the old track.
Yeah.
Because it's a much better run to the line from the final fence. So that's got to be a big bonus. We've seen Nicky Henderson horse has been in great form throughout the week, and he definitely is a worthy favourite. He could be the next best thing since sliced bread, this fella.
Yeah.
His unbeaten record could continue, and I'd love him to see him to do it, because it would be fantastic to have yet another superstar amongst us, because we've gone a little bit quiet, haven't we? You know what I mean? Sizing John didn't make it again this year. We've lost the likes of Cato, Best Mate, Denman, and we just need something now just to light up our fire a little bit, and he could be the one. Of the others, obviously Native River. Now, one thing you know about him, tough, consistent, resilient, wouldn't know how to give in, and he's been campaigned much better for the race this year. Last year he had a real busy campaign to come into the Gold Cup. This year, a much lighter campaign, did everything right when he won at Newbury, and he's definitely got to be a massive player tomorrow afternoon. The Tizard horses have been running okay, not fab this week, but okay. They've been knocking on the door without quite getting there, and I'm sure he's going to be a big, big player tomorrow afternoon. Our Duke, stable companion of last year's winner, definitely comes into the equation as well. He's been in good form of late for Jesse Harrington, and Robbie Power takes the mount there. And definitely Red, well, that would be a fantastic story for the North. It's a long time since Forgive and Forget, the thinker, Jadami, that travelled down from the North to plunder the big Gold Cup. This year, we have definitely got a player with a live chance. He's currently 8-1 with us here at Hills. For me, he's definitely each way price.
Okay.
Tough, resilient, stay the trip well, you like the ground, he's prepared for this race specifically, and then obviously this could be a stepping stone for the National, which fortunately this week here we've got a 4-day break before the Aintree Festival, so that gives all the horses that run here
4-week break.
The opposite, yeah, 4-week break. Yeah. So it gives an opportunity to, you know, recover from the exertions here. So definitely Red's certainly a big, big player. I'd love him to run a big race for the North. And the other horse I think is interesting, he's tough, he's consistent, he's not been plying his trade in this sort of competition in his native island, but again, he's done absolutely no wrong. He's been competitive in big fields throughout the year, and that's Total Recall. Mm. Again, at 14-1, he's a little bit of value to money. He's got to up his game tomorrow, but with his profile, that's well possible.
Yeah. Selection then for yourself, Pimus?
I'm looking for a new champion.
Yeah.
It's got to be Might Bite.
Okay. Might Bite then for Pimus, one of the 4-1 joint favourites at time of recording. That's all to look forward to. And we're on air early doors tomorrow, an 11:20 start on Racing Radio with Mark Walton, Gary Capewell and Gareth Topham, with all the best build-up ahead of Gold Cup Day. We've got the meetings at Musselburgh, Fakenham and Lingfield as well throughout the course of the afternoon. And it's a double bubble on the all-weather front as per usual Friday night at Wolverhampton and Dundalk. Pimus, thank you very much. Enjoy the Gold Cup.
I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.